Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. At the tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you get this message. Norm, I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, my family celebrated Easter in our backyard. My mother would put a special Easter chair in our backyard. On Easter morning, I would sit in the chair. While I was seated in the chair, my father would hop to the chair while he was wearing an Easter bunny costume. At that point, the Easter bunny would hand me a giant Easter basket filled with small gifts and candy. It was great fun for years until it wasn't. Norm, on our last Easter Day backyard celebration, something happened. While I was seated in the Easter chair, I felt a sudden sharp jab to my hungry tight pussy. And then I felt it again. Before I had a chance to jump off our fancy backyard Easter Day chair, something long and thick punched its way past the fabric of my pajamas and panties, and it went into my cunt. Deep into my cunt. Norm, that something was an enormous meaty dick. By my calculations, the cock was 12 inches long and 2 inches in diameter. As I sat there, waiting for the Easter bunny to deliver my Easter basket, the dick went in and out of my wet, throbbing pussy hundreds of times. As the Titanic-sized prick moved in and out of my minge, I came. As I came, I moaned. My eyes were rolled to the back of my head, my mouth was open, and I was making bizarre primal sounds that I had never made before. While I bucked my hungry young hips, my father tried to pull me off the Easter chair. As he pulled, he somehow tore off my lace, baby doll halter one-piece teddy. All at once and in an instant, I was naked as I sat in the Easter chair. My 40 double D melons and hairy sweet pussy were out in the open for all to see. My father removed the Easter bunny head, and he dropped the Easter basket, and he stared at me as I experienced mind-blowing explosive orgasms one after another. My mom watched too, and so did my black half-sister. Eventually, the big-dicked man that was hidden underneath the Easter chair came, and that's when I got up and ran. Norm, as I ran, I heard what sounded like a cannon being fired. And then I felt it. Someone had shot a vibrating vaginal egg point blank into my juicy cunt. But how? Why? The intense vibrations originating from the vibrating vaginal egg caused my legs to seize, and I dropped like I had been tased. I came again, and again, and again, until my black half-sister extracted the vibrating egg from my rototilled pussy using salad tongs. Our neighbor walked over to me while I was being loaded into an ambulance. He pushed a tightly rolled, lit doobie between my lips, and he said,
"When I was a kid, I was lying inside an igloo that I made out of snow. I was lying inside the igloo on my back. I was proud of myself. I had always dreamed of building an igloo. While I was lying on my back, inside the igloo, I looked through my viewmaster. While I was on my back looking through my viewmaster, the roof of the igloo came down on me. A man had climbed on top of my igloo. He had his enormous dick out. As the igloo roof collapsed, the dude tried to knock me out by using kung fu moves. His huge shoeless foot slapped me across the face 3 or 4 times. He was lightning fast. At some point, he kicked the viewmaster out of my hands, and he crammed his big cock into my mouth. He made me blow him, man. I was just a fucking kid. Eventually, the dude blew his load. At that point, the dude yanked his cock out of my mouth, and he kicked the wall of the igloo out using his kung fu shit, and he disappeared into the night. Someday I will find this fucker, and I will kill him."
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful when you sit in your backyard Easter chair on Easter Day. You could take a dick. I did. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate my clitoris and fuck hole while I smoke weed, tap my bong, dry hump a pillow, and come while I lie atop my dead grandmother's whiskey, semen, and piss-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His
mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Give me a couple seconds. So I sent over 7,000 dildos. I mean, this is really irritating. I sent over 7,000 dildos that I had collected in every way possible. Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, classified ads, you name it. I sent these, put these ads in these places, and I collected over 7,000 dildos. And the ad said, send me your used dildo. I'll buy it from you. And I did buy it from them for $1 a dildo. Why would I pay $1 a dildo? Because they're very valuable. Hello?
Is this Norm?
Who is this?
Are you Norm Augustinus?
Huh?
You fuckhead. You split my daughter in half.
What?
Your big cock annihilated her cunt.
Uh-uh.
You dirty cock bastard. Your monster cock turned my daughter into a vegetable.
Sorry.
When you put your cock in her fuck hole, her soul died.
When?
She's paralyzed.
Don't know.
She's blind.
Never heard of her.
She's brain dead.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I planted an atomic bomb under your house. Within the next 2 weeks, you and your big knob are gonna blow the fuck up.
This is nonsense.
She wanted to make love to you, but thanks to your big dick, she's lost all feeling in her leg.
You're nonsense.
When you put your big schlong into her hole, she saw the devil.
I don't know anybody like that.
She can't feel her lips.
That's not me.
There's no feeling in her clitoris.
Nonsense.
My husband is in a motorcycle gang. Everyone in the club decided that they are going to come to your house and deliverance you big time.
Especially don't know what you're talking about.
She flatlined 12 times since you fucked her.
You're crazy.
You dirty cock bastard.
You need a medical doctor.
My daughter says her breasts are numb.
Why are you calling here?
Thanks to your huge cock, my daughter will never walk again.
I asked you to stop calling here.
All her pussy hairs fell
out. Don't know. I have no idea.
Your King Kong cock caused her eyes to permanently
roll back. It's not possible.
You split her in half.
Was never possible.
I hate you.
I'm not like that.
My daughter hates you.
This is insanity.
You will be dead within the next 6 months.
I'm gonna hang up.
She's paralyzed.
I said I'm gonna hang up.
She's blind.
Goodbye. Jesus Christ, man. Again and again. Okay, let's get back to what we were talking about. I got over 7,000 dildos from classified ads, Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, anywhere you could post special with regards to personal items and stuff like that for sale. I put the ad there. And the 7,000 dildos that I sent, I took these 7,000 dildos, I paid these people $1 a dildo, and they sent me the dildo. And I sent it to a place to crush these dildos, to emulsify these dildos, to powderize these dildos into like cocaine-like dust. Because I found out that snorting dildos, which I've been doing on and off for several years, it's just not bullshit. Gets you high. And of course it gets you high. The dildo has been in a chick's crotch since she was 14 years old. And it absorbs all of those juices, all the smegma, all the goddamn gunk from a chick's twat. It absorbs all this shit, and it gets embedded in the dildo, and then the dildo dries out. The company I sent the dildos to, they use special heating systems, special overhead lights, to advanced dry the dildos, to make them extremely old, advance their age. Like, they advance it 100 years, that's how dry the dildo gets. And then the dildo is pulverized, it's emulsified, it's turned into a dust like cocaine. Why did I do this? Because I got high from snorting dildos. I've gotten high from snorting dildos for years. I'm up here fucking looking for gold, panning for gold, fuckstick. And I have to have something keep me going. You should have a cock ring on, I'm snorting my dildo dust, I'm smoking all kinds of fucking weed, Pinconning Paralyzer, 97% THC, I'm doing LSD, I'm doing ketamine, I'm doing ecstasy, Valium, Xanax, and aspirin. So I even do the morning after pill. I don't know if you know that. If you were to do the morning after pill, I don't know what it is, but it screws you with your nervous system as a man, and you feel extremely relaxed. It's like you're aborting your feelings. And you get very relaxed when you take the morning after pill. I think they call it Plan B. I've been taking Plan B for years, and it really relaxes you. You should try it. You can buy it in a store. Go to Walmart, fuckstick. That's your holy grail. Go there. Plan B. And I get really relaxed taking Plan B, the morning after pill, the abortion pill. No chick that leaves my house ever goes without taking Plan B. I've had chicks sitting at the kitchen counter. That's no shit. Sitting at the kitchen table. And they're laughing at stuff at me. Of course they're laughing. I got a monster cock. They took dick all night. They got an unlimited supply of dope. They know the kind of person I am. And they've been laughing, and I blew the morning after pill, Plan B, into their open mouth with a fucking straw. You ever done that? Just like that. What was that, she said? Is that acid? Is that ketamine, LSD, Valium, ecstasy? No, it's not. It's the morning after pill, bitch. I don't want you coming back after me after all this fun telling me you got some, you're carrying a child, you're with child. What do I do? Having this serious moment and shit? So I sent the dildos off. I sent the dildos off because I get really high snorting the dildos. Very few people know this. You ever see a dildo on the side of the road? Don't laugh. Don't mock it. Don't drive past it. Don't think it and equate it as to like a chick. Like, whenever I see a chick with big tits, I think, what a stupid head. What an idiot. Big-titted fucking imbecile. I right away think they're dumb. They're an imbecile. But if you look deeper into it, you realize they weren't the imbecile. The imbecile was their mother who passed on a gene that gave them the big tits. She was the fucking imbecile. I hate her because she's so dumb. And now she's so dumb because she's got big tits, man. The mom did. Passing on to the chick. Don't hate the chick you're with now and think, wow, big goddamn jugs. She's got to be stupid like I always did. She can't help it. She's not stupid. The bitch before her gave her that calamity, that problem, that predicament, that situation. And snorting these dildos. And I snort the dildos because I get high. I don't know what it is. I think it's what I said at the beginning of this recording. When you snort the dildos, it works different with you. There's no baby to abort. It's actually aborting things inside you psychologically, and you feel better. You're being aborted inside. Your thoughts, whatever is being hanging around you, these worriesy thoughts. You take plan B, they're gone now. You feel relaxed, man. I've been gold panning out here in Upper Michigan on a fucking plan B, feeling really good. Way better than, say, like taking fucking blotter acid. Way better than that shit. Wait, wow, plan B. And I've been panning for gold up here. And while I'm planning for gold, I'm thinking about all the shit I'm going to do, the stuff I'm doing. I'm always planning the next move, like the snorting for dildos bullshit. You can fucking snort dildos and get high, and there's going to be a big market there. I mean, don't laugh at stuff like that. It's true. There's going to be a huge market. Wouldn't you like to snort dildos? Here was a dildo, right? It's been with this chick since she was 14 years old. It's a prized dildo. It's like a family member, like a dog that died. Here she is. She got her dildo. All her juices, which change yearly as she ages and everything, all the fucking jism, all the juices, all the fucking smack, whatever's in her cunt, gets embedded in that dildo. Then the dildo's dried out and you snort it. It's like ultra personal. Where can you get ultra personal like that? Where can you inhale something that personal, that private, that wrong, and you can inhale it in your own private time and get high from it, and especially higher because you know who was using it. Some chick was cracking her cunt with this dildo, and now you got it, that intimacy. It's just like your nose. You're in that cunt with that woman. It's like a pussy fart bubble. You blow the pussy fart, the gas comes out, and everything that was in that pussy bubble is now out in the air. It's now exposed to you. You're at that private moment. You're next to her on that fucking bed. You're next to her when she was draped over a tree stump, taking 15 inches up her shithole. You're right next to her when that pussy bubble pops. Just like the goddamn dildo. I've been snorting dildos for a long time. And it's true. It really works. You got your old lady. You got some fucking bitch, whoever you're with for a long time or not with a long time, you get a hold of her dildo and then you put it in the oven and you put it on fucking like 375. And that three, you got to wrap it in tinfoil or it'll get cooked. It'll start to burn on the exterior. That'll fuck it all up, to fuck the flavor up. You stick it at 375 in a goddamn oven and you dry that dildo out and then you put it in a pulverizer, something that makes it into tiny, tiny dust, and you snort it. You think, wow, man, I could especially taste and smell and feel pussy on that snort. I could especially taste the mix of jism, the mix of semen with her fucking dildo. In her vaginal juices, I could really get into it there. I really felt like I had parked it there. I had parked it and completed the mission. I could feel it right there. That's what it feels like. Snorting fucking dildos. So I fucking got 7,000 dildos from want ads, from classified ads. And I say, don't want your dildo anymore? I'm almost doing it now. Don't throw it out. Make money from your perversion now. And then it has a phone number, it has an email, and it has a text that they can fucking text it and all that. Text the number. And it works every time. And I always have a P.O. box in there. P.O. box, Calumet, Michigan, 48449. And I always put that in there and they send it back to me. It's so exciting. I get the dildo in the mail and I think there's another one. One fucking old dildo, though I spent a dollar for it, one dildo is worth like $10,000 to $15,000. It can't be a new dildo. It's got to be an old dildo. Look, $15,000, man, for a $1 investment. People all over this United States are eventually going to snort dildos, and even in fucking Ireland, they're going to be snorting dildos. The finest fucking place for females that was ever invented. They put out the most beautiful women in the world, man. Bright orange hair, beautiful skin, like someone threw dust all over it, flour all over their body. Over there, man. I always push it hard there for old dildos because I want a redheaded dildo. I want to be able to snort it. Beautiful goddamn orange eyes, this skin, this luxe fucking hair. Orange hair, man. Beautiful orange flaming hair. Here she comes. What do you got in America? Some old soppy stretched out fucking pig. Some goddamn overworked minge that won't even clutch onto your cock anymore. That's what we got here. Finest chicks in the world are in Africa and in fucking Ireland, except when they get old. When they get old, nobody wants them. Half inch, 1 inch in diameter, 1 inch fucking spaces between their hair follicles. Their fucking orange hair is now starting to die out. They look like an old match that's been lit, for years and years, and the match went out, and all you got left is this browned out, blacked out match stick. That's what happens to a redhead. It's a shame. It hurts me deeply when I see that because they're so goddamn great in early stages, man. So I sent out these ads. I put out it. Do you have an old dildo you no longer want or wanted old dildos? And you can't believe the response you get. Chicks respond to that because they think wanted dildos. And they think, wow, who wants my dildo? They get turned on. I've had been come on so many times because I breach areas that nobody will breach. I go to places deep in the end of a female that nobody will ever go, and only the female and I understand it. They understand what I'm fucking talking about. You don't have that ability. You're in your F-250 right now, Ram, doing 75 miles an hour behind someone in a fucking car and ready to kill them. They don't want that. They want me. They want the dildo hunter. They want the dildo fucking collector. The man that's going to turn the dildo for $1 into $10,000, $15,000 of value. So I put these ads out. I got 7,000 dildos. I sent it to the company, and I said, I like these pulverized. I like these atomized. I like these to be in the same consistency as talcum powder, as cocaine. Talcum powder was very fine. I wanted that kind of consistency, and they said, no problem. And we signed a deal. We signed a contract to have these come out pulverized like cocaine, just like coke, dildo coke, just like that. Except they didn't come back like that. They came back like sugar cubes. You know what a sugar cube is? How in the fuck are you supposed to snort a sugar cube? You can't snort a sugar cube. And I wrote them back, and I said, these were to be snorted. I can't do nothing with sugar cubes that you've annihilated. Destroyed them, but in sugar cube fashion, I can't use that. Nobody can snort sugar cubes, and it's not sexy. It's not exciting. Look at that. There's a bunch of old dildos put in the sugar cubes. That's not exciting, man. So I've had a problem with that. 7,000 dildos now sugar cubed, and I'm in progress right now, in process actually doing this with this company to try to get the sugar cubes made into powder form. And now they're telling me they want to charge me again to make the sugar cubes that are now sugar cubes into powder form when I initially asked them to make them in powder form and talcum powder form, and they're trying to get more money out of me. This is going to be a big business, fuckstick. And I can't say it enough. I mean, get in on the ground floor opportunity. This is a ground floor opportunity, fuckstick, to get into. The ground floor. Powdered dildos, old dildos. Isn't it sexy just thinking about it? Think of some chick about 16 years old, 17 years old, and she's fucking using a dildo and it's absorbing all her snot from her cunt. And it all gets absorbed back into it. You know, dildos, female dildos, dildos that women have had, they get heavier and heavier and heavier as years go by because all their goddamn female snot in there inside that fucking hot cunt, that yearning hot cunt, that needy cunt, that fucking dripping wet cunt, it all gets absorbed inside the dildo and the dildo gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And that's the dildo that I want. That's the model that I want. I want the very heavy dildo, so dense from years of pussy juices getting absorbed into the dildo that I can, when I have these ground up properly, they become very valuable. Unbelievably valuable. Wouldn't you right now, you're talking to me, I'm talking to you. Wouldn't you, as I say this, you'd say to yourself this, I know what you're saying. It sounds odd, but I think I would like to snort some dildo dust. Some dildo, I'd like to snort some dildos. Powdered up, granulated, not granulated, powdered up in like confectionery sugar, like fucking the finest stuff, talcum powder. I'd like to snort that. Norm's making it sound good. I like the idea that some chick's jisms and juices and all the essence of what she is inside the stuff I'm snorting right now. It's my private pleasure. I'm walking around. I got a shotgun in my hand, maybe 12 gauge. I'm bird hunting quail or partridge or whatever they're out for. I can just reach in and do a snort. It's like chewing tobacco, only way better. Chewing tobacco, only this is way better. Because why? Because it's all associated with all natural things. Chewing tobacco and stuff, you get cancer. Nicotine, cancer, throat cancer. You get all that stuff, but not with my thing. You don't get that at all. Wouldn't you like that? It's going to be goddamn huge. And I've been snorting dildos for a long time, and I'm not ashamed to say that I'm snorting dildos. I'm not causing abortions. I'm not causing pregnancies. I'm not getting social disease. She's not getting social diseases for me. I'm just snorting dildos on my own time. Look at me. I'm at the beach right now. I'm digging a hole. I've made a stream to the water where the water is. The water's coming up. It's going into the hole I dug. It's a lot of fun. I'm making buildings and stuff, but I think it'll take a minute, and I'll snort some dildo. This is really good shit, man. I'm snorting some dildo. I got my Coca-Cola there. I got my dildo snort. I'm going to snort some dildo. I've been doing it a long time, and it works. It's 100% real, 100% real. It's not available now, but it's going to be available thanks to me. If you were at a gas station, you went up there, and you saw these little containers that said dildo snort, wouldn't you buy one? Hey, I heard about that from Norm Augustinus, the guy that's tall, thin, and handsome. The recipe of what people want to be. I heard that from him, and I'm going to try this shit right now. Look at that. There's a bitch in there, the essence of what she is. It's in this little goddamn jar. I don't have to deal with her needs. I don't have to deal with the 6 pounds of shit fecal matter in her large colon. I don't have to deal with the 1 gallon of water in her urine bag up in her fucking pee bag that's inside of her body. I don't have to deal with that. I don't have to deal with yeast infections and years of diapers and tampons. I got everything she is right here in my hand, man. I feel so free. That fucking song, man, Wings Beneath My, like Wind Beneath My Wings, you're singing that song, whatever that is, by Bette Midler. Wind Beneath My Wings as you snort your goddamn dildo dust, man. So they made the dildo dust too big. I got 7,000 dildos. It was very valuable. Now, some of the dildos were incredible. Some of the dildos were so heavy, looked like a little dildo. When you picked it up, it was like a bar of gold. That's how heavy it was. Some of the bigger dildos were like 3 or 4 bars of gold. This is the shit they don't tell you about women. I mean, where does all that shit go from their cunt? Where does it go? It's dipped out by a cock and pulled out by a cock and then put into our sewer system or somewhere else like that for more men to process it. Wherever there's a pussy, wherever there's the needs of a pussy, there's a man there either eating it, enjoying it, licking it, processing it. That's how it works. Where does it all go? But these dildos were big and heavy. And I looked at a lot of them and I smelled a lot of them. When I finally got 7,000 dildos, when I finally got it, I picked the dildos out carefully, like it's the holidays, like it's Christmas, pre-Christmas, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve. It's like that. Hanukkah. It's like that. I'm there and I'm trying the dildos and I'm sitting in a reclining chair. I've got a pipe out with Nag Champa incense going and I got my weed in the pipe and I'm fucking taking each dildo out. This was me. I'm giving you a recreation. taking each dildo out, and I'm taking it out carefully. I'm looking at it. I'm feeling the weight. I'm logging it. I'm journaling it, and I put it on a little mechanical scale, and I mark down the weight. I mark down the length, and I mark down the diameter. And then I do all that stuff, and then I feel the weight of it, and it's so wonderful. It's like a guy going through a coin collection, a valuable coin collection, a person going through a valuable stamp collection. Only I'm there on my reclining chair with my goddamn dildos in a big plastic box. They were these plastic cases. You ever see them? Big plastic boxes. You can buy them at Walmart. It's for the female generation because they fucking are kicked out all the time. They're kicked out and re-kicked out and moved back in and kicked out and moved in again. And they just live out of these big plastic boxes with a plastic snap-on lid. They were boxes like that with my dildos in them. And I just did that. One dildo after another, man. I was laughing inside thinking, man, people are laughing at me. People might think Norm Augustinus is odd. People might make their own declarations. They come to their own conclusions, but boy, are they fucking stupid. I mean, I got the 15.5-pound cock. I'm the guy that gets all the pussy, and they know this, and they hate this. I got all this knowledge. I'm literally a storehouse of knowledge. I should have a fucking data center on my back. That's how much information I know about chicks, pussies, and chicks. Honest to God. There should be a data center on my back with a rope that goes around my neck, and the data center runs from the top of my neck all the way down to the middle of my legs, where your kneecaps are, where they've been there. And it's a complete data center for everything I know, locked down with special codes, access codes, all kinds of encryption, so nobody can get it. But I went through each dildo carefully, objectively, and, you know, by the time, I guess I did it 2 days in a row. Excuse me. I just sneezed and held the sneeze in. By the time I got through the third box, I was wasted. I was fucking gone, man, on pussy juice, on the juices that are embedded into the dildos. I was gone, the third box of stuff and all the dildos, all the sniffing. And my sniffs would sound like this. I'm going to recreate them as I sniffed at each dildo. It would be like that. And some of the dildos really got to me. Some embedded with this pussy stink really got to me. Your mind says there's pussy. Your mind says release the endorphins. Release all the things that would relax a man. There's pussy. And I got very relaxed from the remnants, the ghosting inside these dildos. When I got through them, I had over 7,000 dildos. And I was very queasy, very relaxed. And I will say this. Every inch of my house smelled like pussy. I went down to the basement because the sub pump sometimes stays on. There's a little float on the sub pump and it goes up. When the water starts to rise and it stays on. You don't want it to stay on, but as I went down the staircase, I could smell pussy. As I went deeper and deeper into the basement, like I was going into the bowels of hell, I smelled more and more pussy down there, and I don't know why. I guess pussy drops to the lowest end, like water or something like that. It finds its own lowest point and levels out. And that would be the basement, the dark area, the dark recesses of this fucking basement, because of what I had in the house, and it was trying to find refuge, trying to find a place for safety, for sanctity. That's what the dildo stink was doing. That's what dildos do. The stink of pussy does. It looks for some place for fucking refuge to hide, for secrecy. It's like that. It knows it's not openly accepted in society. I mean, you can't have like a bucket of pussy juice in the opening of the library, stinking up the place with a battery-powered fan behind it, duct taped to the bucket. You can't have stuff like that. You can't have pussy open in a supermarket. You can't have pussy open in a goddamn restaurant. You just can't have it. So pussy has worked in dark circles, dark ways, in forbidden, hidden ways for years in order to come out, though people who are smart like me knows all about that.
I'll be right back.
Thank you.
he's been hiding, but hiding in open view for a long time. I smelled all these dildos, and I was wasted. I was gone. I was rolling around the fucking floor of my carpet in my house, rolling around because I was wasted. And I was wasted with a doobie in my mouth. I've done this a lot of times. I rolled when I have a doobie in my mouth, and then a doobie gets knocked out of my mouth, gets put out, gets extinguished because I'm rolling with a doobie in my mouth. You really shouldn't roll with a doobie in your mouth. So I sent these things to be fucking ground up, and they weren't ground up. I got now cubed dildos. Who wants a cubed dildo? So with my super-powered mind, my ability that I have to think, the way I think, the rare ability, the once-in-a-fucking-mind-lifetime person, this entity, this brain bag and trapped in this skull of mine, this vault of mine, I thought, how can I work my way out of this? I want them to be able to snort pussy dust, pussy like cocaine, snort some pussy from the dildo, snort the dildo. I want them to be able to do that, but I can't send it back because I can't have it reprocessed again because I'll need another $1,800 and that cut into my profit. So what I do? I did what anybody would do. Any businessman trying to start some business from the ground up, from nothing. I thought, okay, the people use sugar cubes, don't they? They use sugar cubes for coffee. They drop two cubes in. In the old days, they'd say, how many cubes you want? You'd say two or three or four cubes. It's just the same thing, though. Maybe I can have them drop these dildos and dropped into their coffee, dropped into a hot drink, a coffee, a tea, whatever they're drinking, they could do that. But it's not the same. It doesn't have the effect that way. It doesn't have the mental effect, the broadcast effect, the publication effect, does it? You drop a cube of pussy into your coffee. Nobody wants that. But when you snort it, that's all bad. I'm snorting pussy, man. Get away from me. What's that white stuff all over? That's not coke. It's pussy. It's way better. You say that's a pussy cube? That won't go over. So I had to send the whole thing back. I had to send the whole thing back and get on fucking some situation where you can make payments online to try to get the $1,500 to put the $1,500, the fucking cubed fucking dildos, to get them granulated, to get them fucking confectionery sugared. That's what I want them to be. I'm telling you, this has been going on a lot of years with me. For me to tell you this now is a mistake. For me to exclaim this in this recording is a mistake. And why is that? Because everybody's looking for a fucking way to make a dime today, aren't they? They're all fucking hustling. They're all looking for ways to make money, man. They're going around. They're trying to get their nut, aren't they? And I don't want people to know this. But I can tell you because you've been with me so many goddamn years. I've been here nonstop year after year after year after year after year. Why do I do it? Well, one, I got my dick in my hand right now, and it's enormous. I got my dick in my hand. I got a brass plate in here with a picture of an elephant carved into it. And on that is a couple of roaches that are still pretty packed with some fucking weed. And I'm going to smoke those down. To the left of me, what do I have? I got some bladder acid. I'm going to take a couple of those. You just put it on your goddamn tongue and you get ready to go. I got fucking morning after pills, Plan B pills. I got those ready to go. I got ketamine, ecstasy, Valium, Xanax. I caught all kinds of things that helped me through these years of this dry fucking unyielding years. Dry unending years. So I want to tell you something. That's what's been going on with me. That's the current thing. I don't know why I even brought that up. I don't want to talk about that. I initially wanted to talk about my math formula. I didn't want to talk about snorting dildos. I wanted to talk about my math formula. That seems to work me up. It seems to get me going, the math formula, and the math formula with regards to dick, with regards to meat, when it comes to chicks. I mean, think of that. Comes to chicks. First off, you should always know this. Always. A woman will shit 26,000 pounds of fecal matter out by the time she's 81. You think that's a joke? Look it up. 14,000 gallons of urine. All they do is shit and piss and suck and fuck. But we don't see any of that. They're wearing a designer clothes, and they think by wearing designer clothes, by wearing clothes that have got a big name, it hides the fact of what they really are, which is a fucking animal, a gnawing, unyielding freak trying to get theirs, scratching and clawing their way from the West Coast, the East Coast, the North, the South, and they especially love going to Italy. I'm going to go over there, man. I'm going to go over there and walk on fucking rock roads. I'm going to go in fucking restaurants and make it a rock. I'm going to get some of that long goddamn bread and the paper. I'm going to get some of that. I'm going to fucking be there. Hey, Italiano. I'm going to be an Italiano. I'm going to find an Italian, and I'm going to take advantage of him and get him to marry me, and I'm going to move here. Except they're stupid, because who knows more about women than an Italian? Nobody. There she is. So you're going to fucking get them, and she's going to trap them, drink some Vito. I'm in fucking Italy and all that. When they come up to me and I was in Italy, I'd walk right past them. When they walk past the window trying to send their sexuality, what they are, their hopelessness, their desires to move there, I'd look them at the window, and then I'd start to pick my nose, or I'd slam my head into the table. So they keep on going. They don't know that. They know that person's never going to make a goddamn dime, just like this thing. They know that. They're going to Italy. They're going to Italiano. They're going to drop their fucking 14,000 gallons of urine wherever they go. It's not normal urine either. There's all kinds of telltale things in it with femininity, all kinds of things in it in that urine, even yeast infections and other things, dropping, spraying 14,000 gallons of urine. What are you doing there? Nothing? Go to the bathroom? No, not really. Really? 26,000 pounds of fecal matter is going to come out of you by the time you're 81 years old, and I know what you're saying. Well, Norm, don't men do the same thing? Yeah, but it don't feel the same thing. Somehow it feels sacrilegious to know that they do all that stuff, and we can accept it for ourselves, but it don't feel right when I know that, when I think, man, look at that mountain of shit. That cow grazed this planet looking for hers, and there's the end result. Then you got a barrier in an $80,000 coffin, a $50,000 funeral. That's what's in front of you, fuck stick. Always remember this, though. Always. A chick takes a mile of meat a month. And I can't get over this. Everybody I meet, I tell them that. I lean over if I'm in a restaurant and I'll say, excuse me. I'll tap on their glass with their spoon and I'll say, did you know that a chick will take a mile of dick a month? I'll tell them that. I'll go into a store, say there's a woman over there. She's browsing the rubber aisle. And I'll say to her, excuse me, did you know that a woman will take a mile of meat a month? I'll just say that wherever I am. She's over by the pop machine over here in Michigan. She's up in northern Michigan. She's going to get some monster drink. And I say to her, I know she's open. I'll say, excuse me, did you know that a woman will take a mile of dick a month? And try to understand, try to get the look of her face when she's beaming at you. She can't understand that? Well, it's true. Nothing that I could say could ever pierce the goddamn barrier, the force field that's in front of a woman. They don't hear it at all. Please understand this. Every thrust, every cram, every jam, every poke of your fucking pin dick, of your goddamn dinky, every cram, in a, say your dick's about 5 inches. Every thrust puts in about 5 inches of dick at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. So that's about 3,000 inches per fuck. It's just math. There are 63,360 inches in a mile. So the bitch needs to take that dump dick. She needs to screw about 21 times to take a mile of dick. So 21 times a month, she takes a mile of dick. 12 months in a year, she takes 12 miles of dick, 12 miles of meat. Can you imagine that? She was going to McDonald's with her dad. She was getting a fun meal. She went to the Michigan State Fair on 8 Mile Road. She was going to fucking picnics and city fairs and all kinds of stuff. She went to Greenfield Village. She went all over the place, and all she wants now is a mile of goddamn dick every month. 12 miles of dick a year. And look at her. How you doing? I've repeated this again and again because I can't get over it. I can't seem to use my extremely powerful brain to advance myself past this. It's like I'm in a hiccup in my brain. I know what you'd say. Norm, that's just the way it is. That's what chicks do. Get over it. Hope to God you're in on that 1 mile of meat a year. It's your meat. Hope to God that's it. Yeah, but what if it's a neighbor getting a mile of meat with her? And I'm only getting a half a mile of meat with this neighbor on the right. And he's getting 2 miles of meat, fucking 2 miles a month. And I'm getting an eighth of a mile of meat. That's not fair, but somehow she's going to meet her fucking nut, isn't she? 12 miles a fucking year, 24 miles a year if she takes a dick in the asshole and the cunt. And some chicks are way past that, like 50 miles a damn year of dick, of meat in their pussy. As soon as you say one thing to a man, you're going to jail. As soon as you punch him in the goddamn eye, you might go to jail. What am I punching? Why are you taking me to jail? This fucking thing's a goddamn animal out of control, fucking cruising, perusing all over the fucking place. Cruising? For goddamn dick. You see how good I make those sounds? I do it every time. They love that shit. You just need to know that. You need to know the math formula for whatever bitch you're looking at. When she's smiling, understand that she just blew a pussy fart. The pussy fart was created by a dude that pumped her the night before, and you're her new date this day. He pumped her, he packed all kinds of air in that cunt, she just blew a pussy fart. If she happens to have a stool movement, though that's very rare because they only are constipated like 3-4 months of the year, if she has a stool movement and a log comes out, it's impregnated with all kinds of cum, it's marbleized. But there you are, fool. You want to go to Vinny's Pizzeria? It's like the most classiest Italian restaurant in 200 miles. You want to go there? Are you out of your goddamn mind? Of course she's going to say yes and all that stuff. But look what you're dealing with. She just blew pussy gas at you, and he created it. She just dropped a log, and his cum is in it. And now you're going to feed the next log with your cum, and you're going to move on, and she's going to move on, and so on, and so on, and so on, like a shampoo ad in the 60s, whatever that was. Every thrust puts in 5 inches a dick of schlong at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. So that's 3,000 inches per fuck for 10 minutes. I'm saying 10, that's about all I can do. There are 63,360 inches in a mile, so your whore, your concubine, needs to screw about 21 times to take 1 mile a dick. Look at it, 5-inch average cock. That's what's going on around you. How you could even go out, I don't know. How any woman can even ever go out, I don't know. Because the minute I see you, the minute I'm talking to you and shaking your hand, I know that your hand was just clutched around a fucking 12-inch cock. I know it. While you're standing there, I know that your pussy is still dripping fucking semen into your panties. I know it. While you're standing there, I know that there's a slight seepage of blood in your ass because you took the dick all night long and you've got fucking all kinds of scoring in your shithole and you've droplets of blood in your panties. I know it as you sit there trying to impress me with secondhand knowledge that you've grifted off other men off TV shows, newscasts, fucking newspapers, and friends you know. I know all this stuff. Even though I know it all, I can't stop fucking. I can't stop fucking, I can't stop being with a chick, I don't know what it is, or something in people, and you and I, that won't let it fucking end, it won't educate us, won't let us educate ourselves to the point of eradication of females, unless you've been stung financially, then they're dead. Well, it don't matter anymore. You got all kinds of sex toys and shit like that, your King Cock fucking assholes vibrator, the King Cock version, the King Cock models and all that, and a bunch of them. So I want to talk about something, and I hope I can get this out right. I hope I can establish this in a way that makes sense. A friend of mine was telling me just recently, I was with him, I went out with him, we were drinking beer and shit like that, beer and shots, Boilermakers, stuff like that. We went out and he's telling me this. He said, now how can I put this together? I don't do these things, and there's no fucking paperwork, there's no goddamn notes, there just isn't. This stuff happens, and I tell it the way it happened, and I'm able to recall it because it happened, and I've got amazing recall, probably because I've done so much weed and shit. It really builds your brain up. It really makes you highly attuned and attentive to things. You're smoking something from the ground that the Lord created, and it somehow helps you. It's his vitamin. It's vitamin fucking P. Vitamin pot. So he says to me, we're drinking beers and stuff, and he's feeling good. He's able to talk to me. Everybody's able to talk to me straight away. So he says, Norm, I got to tell you, I couldn't eat, this revolves around pussy. I couldn't eat pussy, and I'm married. He's a married guy. I couldn't eat pussy ever with a woman. And it just made me vomit. I'd vomit, I'd throw up, I'd have stomach cramps, and all kinds of shit like that. Stomach cramps, vomiting, goose pimples, whatever they call them. The goose, when your skin rises on your skin, the surface of your skin, goose pimples. Goose bubbles. I don't really know if there's any other phrase for it. Goose skin. So he said, I couldn't eat pussy ever. And I would vomit. I'd get sick. I'd start to vomit. I'd get sick. I got stomach cramps that I have to shit. He said, I just couldn't eat pussy. I couldn't get near it. It just smelled too much like death to me. And I have to agree, it does smell like death. I've been in funeral homes and stuff like that. I've got friends that work in funeral homes. I got a friend that owns a funeral home itself in Southfield, Michigan. And I've been in there, and you can smell the stench of death, of rotting, if you're in the area where they work on the bodies. He said, I just couldn't. That's what pussy smells like if you're a new person. Understand that now. Understand what you're going to be done, what's going to happen to you. It's going to be like it's the fucking Salem witchcraft trials and you're being dunked in the water. It's the same kind of pain. You're being dunked in the water. You're a witch. You're going to be punished when you're around pussy and you're forced to eat pussy. It's the same thing. You're being dunked in the water. You can't get out. You may die. He says, so I couldn't eat pussy ever. Got stomach cramps, pains, hot sweats. I couldn't eat pussy. So I'm with her. He said about, I'd say, going into the third year. I think he said the third year. I'm going into the third year with her, and she's still trying to get me to eat, go on pussy. I told her I couldn't do pussy. I did all kinds of stuff. I tried all sorts of things. I put saran wrap in front of her cunt, and I put saran wrap down there, and I put a plastic hose down there so I could eat her pussy, but I'm not touching her pussy. I'm not getting the juices in me, and I had a plastic pipe down there, flexible pipe like you'd use on a fish tank, half-inch flexible pipe, and he said that brought in fresh air, and I held that down there with a rubber band around the upper portions of her fucking thighs. She held that pipe in place so he could get fresh air while he ate her out with a while the fucking saran wrap was over her cunt. He said, I've tried that. I've tried all sorts of things. I put Raid that kills bugs on contact, and it scented, and I thought anything that's causing odor, which is usually some type of microbacteria, it'll die off and I'll be able to eat her pussy, plus there'll be a scent there. He said he got sick from using Raid on her cunt. He tried all sorts of stuff. He, of course, used candles and things like that. I said, what do you mean use candles? He said, I took the candles. They were stick candles, and I had made these stretchy things like a garter belt, and I put them on her upper thighs, and there was a metal thing on it, a clip on it, that could push the candle in. Now, the candle was only about a half inch or an inch high, he said, and I tried to scent the area as closest to her cunt as I could, but he said that was a flammable, that was a possible fucking fire hazard, and I gave up on that. So I said, what are we talking about? You can't eat pussy. Big deal. That's all men, at least normal men, men that I want to be around. When they tell me they can't eat pussy, they're automatically in my union. We're together, man. Let's go out. Let's go out in the boat. Let's go fishing afterward, get a couple drinks. That's and talk about this. He said, well, suddenly it started to get better. He said, the eating the pussy. And I said, how did it start to get better? Well, she said, she started feeding me magnesium and potassium capsules. And he said the magnesium capsules were in plastic capsules that dissolve in your stomach. They're like two sections. You can pull them apart. You in that time, that kind of pill. He said magnesium and potassium. She started feeding me that shit. I'm telling you the story because it seemed so bizarre, so out there. But that's what's out there. That's what you're facing, fuckstick. And he said, so I took the magnesium and the potassium with her, and it started to get better. And she said, well, maybe I had a magnesium disorder. Maybe I had a potassium disorder, a low level on either one of those. That's what she told him. And he said, it seemed to get better. He said, I didn't know you could have a low potassium, low magnesium, and it would cause you to be hypersensitive to the stench of pussy, to look at pussy, and you come up all these ways. He said, I didn't know that could possibly be, but it got better and better and better. And he said, I took the magnesium and the potassium every time we fucked. Every time I got down there, she told me to eat it to Y. She lazed her legs up. There's her cunt. There's her big gash, a half inch from her shithole. And he said, I'm taking mental pictures and looking at this thing, realizing that someday I may have mental pictures of her fucking cunt, as her, of her shithole, stuff like that. As I'm looking at it, there'll be pictures in there like the time I saw coconuts hanging from trees in Florida when I went there with my parents. I will be able to pull this up, which just doesn't seem right to me. So he said, I started eating her pussy. I don't know how long he was taking the magnesium and the potassium. He said, I started taking the magnesium and potassium. I could now find myself eating her pussy with no problem. I think it went months, 5, 6, 7 months, and it got better. And he thought, wow, she must know something. She's one of these bitches who's always prescribing fucking L-Dopa and DBAs and fucking whatever the pills are, whatever it is she reads online. He's all natural shit. He didn't believe any of that. But then he suddenly started to say, well, maybe I've been wrong. So he said that maybe five, six months later, he was full on eating pussy with her. He wasn't gagging. He didn't have stomach cramps. He didn't have diarrhea. He wasn't getting cold chills. He didn't have goose pimples. He said all kinds of stuff happened. Even his eyes, when he'd eat them out, it was like he said he was standing in front of someone using a stick arc welder unit, and he's arc welding, and that big flash you get, he said his eyes would act funny. They would dilate when he was down there eating pussy. And that's all true shit. I'm not making this up. So he said one day, he had eaten pussy a lot now. She was very happy. He says one day he went down to the basement into a storeroom they had. There was always too packed to put anything else in it. And he said everything had been moved out of the storeroom, and there was a table in the storeroom. There was a wooden table, and on the wall there was a lamp, one of those foldable lamps, and he said other stuff. And he said, what's this? I never saw any of this. and he started to examine it. This is verbatim what he told me. He said, as I started to examine it, I saw a bottle that was being chilled like in a special cooler. They've got new things now that you can put a 12-ounce can of pop into, and that can of pop will be ice cold, and you can buy them at Walmart for like $12. It's the coolest thing you ever saw. He said he saw that thing plugged in and in the room. And he saw another container and some other containers, and he saw these empty pills, these pills I just talked about, the gelatin pills, gel pills you can pull apart. He saw tons of those blanks and some kind of pressing machine. And he opened up the can that was inside the cooler, and he took the lid off. As soon as he took the lid off, he said he was overwhelmed by the stench of fucking pussy. I mean, that combined with the odors of a basement, he said he got overwhelmed with a stench of pussy so powerful that he had to put it back on. It was pussy. It was liquid pussy, like someone had a point on it, had a cap on it, was inside this cooler, little single can cooler, 12-ounce can cooler. And he said inside that thing, it looked like pussy juices had been put into this cooler, collected and put into the cooler. There was a little point on it with a red cap, and it could be used as a suction thing. So he said, Norm, I think what was really going on. He said, because I wouldn't eat her pussy. This is the deduction he came to. And I ran this past my friend Nag Champa. My friend Rapa Lunch. Nag Champa's incense. I ran it past my friend Rapa Lunch in the Detroit Health Department. I did this to him. I told him this. Here's what he said. Here's the conclusion he came to. He said that she was sucking out her pussy juice. Sucking it out. She had a big bottle of it in there, and it was being chilled. And she was putting the pussy juice inside the gelatin capsules that he thought were magnesium pills. It was pussy pushed in each side. It was, you know, put into the capsule, the pussy juice. And then, of course, he was getting the other thing, the potassium. He said, I believe that the potassium was her cunt. The potassium was in her cunt. And she was extracting it. She was grafting it. She was fucking pumping it out of her pussy and putting in these gelatin capsules. And he said, I was eating the gelatin capsules because I thought they were goddamn magnesium. And they weren't magnesium. They were her cunt juices, and they were going into my stomach, and I was processing the potassium with the fucking cunt juice. I don't know how much is in one of those pills. They're huge. They dissolve in your stomach, a plastic-like thing. You could pull it apart. He said, I think that that pill had gotten me used to eating cunt. Eating pussy, eating coont. He said, I think that I was eating coont. That's my friend. He calls cunt coont. He said, I think that I was eating coont. And my stomach, though I was vomiting and still puking when I would go down there, it got better and better because the body adapts that way. It thought that somehow I was in a condition, my body, he said, I was in a condition where I had to be forced to eat coont. And it was like to live, to survive. So his body changed. It improved somehow. It goddamn got better somehow by taking the nonstop capsules of pure pussy. And he said she like had a big bottle down there so that he would eat her cunt. Like you talk about fucking manipulation. So he was eating fucking capsuled pussy and goddamn potassium when he was eating dinner with her, when he was out with her, whenever he did. Did you take your potassium? Did you take your fucking magnesium? The magnesium was her cunt. It was the essence of what was in her fuckhole, the smegma, whatever the makeup is in that fucking coont. That was in that pill, and he was taking this pill, and his body got used to it. It got better. It mutated, I guess. And now he could eat pussy, and he felt really fucked over. He felt really fucking kind of ripped off by the fact that he didn't have the ability to not want to eat pussy because he said he didn't want to eat pussy, but he was forced to eat pussy and then somehow chemically tricked his body. That's how deviant a bitch is, so that he could eventually eat her pussy. I mean, that's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. Have you ever heard anything like that? You know that can't be made up. There's no possible way that could come to a normal person's brain. It's not normal. It's not ethical. Nobody thinks like that. So I'm not creating this story. This is what he told me. He was forced to eat fucking fake magnesium pills that weren't filled with magnesium, 96 milligrams of magnesium. They were filled with fucking cunt juice. All the shit that comes out of a fuckhole over the course of a woman's lifetime and ends up on anything and everything across the world. I mean, there's not nothing that don't have fucking cunt juice on it. Motel room doors, house doors, mailbox doors, car doors, hoods, fucking boxes of cornflakes. Their fucking juices are in everything on this planet, and we can't say a goddamn thing about it. And because he wouldn't eat her pussy out, though he tried to do it, He used the plastic wrap, the saran wrap. He used an oxygen hose. He used candles strapped to her legs with fucking things that looked like garter belts. He did all kinds of things to try to accommodate her. He couldn't do it. His body wouldn't accept it, but she wouldn't allow that. Today he's eating pussy. Today he's maybe the best pussy eater in the world. He was on a regimen of conversion to eat pussy, which no man wants ever. Once I blow my load, I'm done. Once I'm blow my load, I get my pants and I walk out and I tell him I'm going out in a boat. But not him. He's been converted. Now he craves pussy. His body craves it. He kept feeding it and feeding it and feeding it. And somehow it changed and he became a pussy-eating fucking man. An ogre walking around looking for pussy. She fucked him up. But she'll be normal till the day she's 81. But she fucked him up, and why am I telling you this story, this absolutely true, unequivocally, no strings attached story? Why am I telling you this? Because it could happen to you. I don't want anything to happen to you. I don't want you to get fucked like that. I love you. I don't want you getting screwed. I don't want you being compromised. I don't want you being forced to do something you don't want to do. I want you to be the man you are. And I hate it. There's bitches out there that would do this to you, make you eat fucking fake magnesium pills filled with goddamn her pussy. And he's eating it and eating it and eating it and eating it. Till he didn't need saran wrap anymore. Till he didn't need an oxygen hose. Till he didn't need fucking candles strapped to her fucking thighs, scented candles. Till he didn't even need a fucking can of Raid that would kill bugs and scent the area. I want you to be what you are, motherfucker. And be goddamn aware, man. Because it fucking makes me sick, man. I mean, I'm sick right now thinking about it. And I don't know how much fucking more I can take of this bullshit. Second-class citizen men shit.
Give me a couple seconds.
I don't know how much more, man. I was in Vietnam 18 months and I survived and thrived and come out, but this is fucking crazy. Motherfucker.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus.
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Jeannie, how are you? I hope this letter finds you happy and well. Jeannie, the other day while walking down a sidewalk, I came across a wooden box. It was lying near the road. The box was 2 feet by 2 feet square. When situated on the sidewalk, the wooden box stood about 18 inches in height. Jutting out from the top of the wooden box was an 18-inch long rubber dildo. The dildo was about 2 inches wide. I took the contraption home and I placed it on my workshop table in the garage. Jeannie, I believe it was a homemade sex machine. Someone had burned the words, "To Cindy, pump yourself off," into the wood using a soldering iron. The wooden box and the dildo smelled like decaying old pussy. On top of the box were 2 half-moon worn-in oil spots. I think the marks were skin oils that had been rubbed into the wood from a chick's ass cheeks as she rode the enormous box dildo. When I opened the box, I found 2 steel canisters. One of the canisters was labeled plutonium, and the other steel canister was labeled uranium. There was a circuit board and battery inside the wooden box, and there was also a fully charged working flip phone. Jeannie, I believe I know what the wooden box is. Of course, it's a dildo machine. That's a given. But it's also something else, too. I have deduced that someone gave Cindy a homemade sex machine so that she could fuck herself. It's a box fucking a box. However, in addition to it being a sex machine for Cindy, it is also an atomic bomb. Let me explain. Whomever created this device wanted Cindy to ride the dildo that was jutting out from the top of the box. While Cindy rode the dildo, the person that created the box could call the cell phone mounted inside the wooden box and detonate the atomic bomb inside the wooden box. An atomic bomb like the one I found would blow a hole into the earth 2 miles deep and 5 miles in diameter. Of course, Cindy would be instantly atomized as she rode the dildo. I believe the person that created the dildo machine hated Cindy's guts, and they wanted her to die in the worst possible way. Jeannie, there was also a slot that had been cut into the side of the wooden atomic bomb /dildo fuck box. Someone had put a label above the slot using a 1970s Dymo label maker. The words on the label were, "Insert cum panties here." Jeannie, there was 1 pair of heavily soiled cum panties inside the atomic bomb fuck box. The elastic band was torn off, and there was a massive dick hole blown into the ass of the panty. The dried cum stains embedded into the panty fabric were thick. There was also a baby pacifier in the box. I think Cindy had a kid, and the kid dropped her pacifier into the slot while Cindy was riding the dildo. Jeannie, I believe that at some point, Cindy realized she was fucking an atomic bomb, and she dumped the atomic bomb fuck box and her soiled cum panty on the side of the road. She didn't want to blow up while she was going deep. Why didn't the creator of the atomic bomb /fuckbox detonate it sooner? Hee-haw, what a find. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister. She was on the side of the road and sitting atop her Honda 70 motorcycle. I pulled up behind your big-titted little sister and I got out of my car. By the time I got to the Honda 70, your big-titted little sister had taken off her shirt, brassiere, hot pants, and panties, and she was lying on her back on the Honda 70 seat. Your big-titted little sister had spread her legs and pulled her knees back to her ears. Your big-titted little sister told me that the Honda 70 had run out of gas, so I ate out your big-titted little sister, and I gave her a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, while at the same time thumbing her blood-engorged, swollen clitoris, a woman walked up to us, and she said,
"One time, Evil Knievel ate me out, and he rimmed me too. I was lying atop the seat of his 1972 Harley Davidson 750. Evil ate me out and rimmed me until his tongue bled. And then he fucked me. I had both of my young daughters with me. Evil fucked the both of them too inside the trailer he used to transport his motorcycles. Both of my little girls walked out of that trailer bowl-legged. Evil used to use a tiny toy motorcycle and pretend he was jumping over my asshole and cunt. Seeing the both of you doing what I did years ago brought back a lot of memories. I want to be a part of this scene, man. I want to be eaten out and rimmed just like the whore you have draped over that Honda 70 seat. Make me a part of your scene. I need some lovin'. Have either of you ever fucked or sucked a cunt that belongs to a woman that has gone through menopause? There's nothing like it, man. This is my scene. It's just got to be. What do you say?"
Please stand by for a store announcement. Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your Rare Finds and Exotic Treasure store manager. Gentlemen, take a look at the store monitor closest to you wherever you may be standing in our store. Men, what you're looking at is an ordinary plywood box. That item sticking out from the top of the box is a 14-inch long by 2.5-inch wide dildo. Inside the plywood box is a complex dildo machine. There's gears, pulleys, ball bearings, electric motors, and more. These cum boxes are made in Vietnam by Gooks. Also inside the fuck stick box is an atomic bomb. There are lead-lined steel containers inside the dildo /beaver box that are filled with plutonium and uranium. There's also circuit boards and a cell phone inside the dildo box. What for, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Give your bitch one of these personalized fuck boxes. The Gooks will burn any kind of personal message into the plywood using the hot end of a soldering gun. Messages like, "Pack your cunt, Carol," "Engulf the meat, Maggie," or "Take it all, Alice." These plywood dildo cram boxes are given to women as an unexpected gift by you. Of course, you secretly want that cow dead. And that's where the onboard atomic bomb comes into play. When your bitch is sitting on top of this pressure-treated plywood box, rocking her sweaty hips and taking all 14 inches, simply call the provided telephone number from the comfort of the candlelit room situated in the red light district in Amsterdam, where you're eating dream cake and getting hammered from the rear by a hot prostitute wearing an enormous strap-on. That ringing phone inside the plywood cock box will cause the atomic bomb to detonate, and that horny American greedy slut will be blown apart from pleasure to pain to non-existence, all in the blink of an eye. But there's more. This plywood gook-made pussy poker comes with a slot that will allow the user to insert her soiled cum panties into. It's so handy. For $199.95, you get the plywood box, the dildo machine plus 14-inch long dildo, the uranium and plutonium, the circuit board and cell phone, and the onboard cum panty slot that's been custom cut into the plywood dildo box. When you want a woman to die, give her the plywood box. Most chicks will never die, but this product guarantees that they will. Ding dong! Package for pack your pussy, Pam! On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit into a floor outlet on the top floor of this department store. Mandy was sitting on the floor jotting down notes on the store's overall appearance when a man that Miss Phelps found attractive walked past her. That man had a huge cock bulge and it turned Mandy on. Mandy Phelps's pussy started dripping. Those vaginal droplets lubricated Mandy's shithole and the hinges attached to her frozen shut asshole door that hadn't worked in months suddenly gave way. My assistant's powerful crap stream blew a hole into Mandy's panties and her shit went into the electrical outlet that she was sitting on. That electrical floor outlet is usually reserved for a Christmas tree. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to the electrical current, Mandy's shit got baked into a 2-inch in diameter long leathery fiber fortified crap rope that ran from the starting point of her large colon deep inside her body to the electrical outlet and spanning through hundreds of feet of pipe, which made it impossible for Mandy to lift herself off the floor. Mandy has irritable bowel syndrome and she's extremely horny. Ooh-wee!
When I sat down, I didn't realize I had sat on an electrical outlet. When I saw that guy's huge ball bulge, I felt my cunt door swing open, and then before I knew it, a river of vaginal juices started flowing down my hungry cum eating crack. My thick hot pussy juices lubricated the hinges connected to the door of my asshole, and all of a sudden I shit. When the electricity flowed out of the electrical outlet and through my shit, my entire large colon tingled. I could smell burning shit. The electricity fried my poop and it created a poop rope. It was strong. I eat a lot of fiber. My shit rope could have been used to hang someone. Am I saying something funny? So I shit. People shit. Maybe I created the first poop rope in the world. I'm proud of what I've done. Clean it up. You know what? Forget it. Everyone in this store is going to die. I hate everyone, especially all of the pukes standing near the customer service desk. I want everyone in this department store to die right now.
Attention maintenance, please report to the top floor and locate my assistant Mandy Phelps. Sever the crap rope that is keeping her shackled to the floor and free her. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!
If you enjoy Norm's show, please head to normaugustinus.com and make a financial contribution. It's our scene, man.